Well, what is summertime in Cincinnati without a bit of Shakespeare? Cincinnati Shakespeare Company always has its annual summer production at the theater, as well as going out into Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky parks with a free Shakespeare in the Park tour. And joining me in the studio is Caitlin McQuethy from the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with All the Great Books Abridged, which is the summer production. You all have done several of the abridged series.
Yes, absolutely. Last summer, some folks may remember, we did The Complete History of America Abridged, and we've done several times the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged as well. So it's the same sort of feeling. It's three actors, a ridiculous evening of parody comedy, and it's a blast.
I've seen some of the blurbs about it that says it's English class meets Monty Python.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, who are the three actors involved?
The three actors involved are the same actually cast as last year. So we're bringing them back for another one. Miranda McGee, Jeffrey Barnes, and Justin McCombs.
And this is over at the Shakespeare Theater on Race Street.
719 Race Street.
And it opened on July 22nd. It's going to run through August 13th. So there's about 2 weeks left for folks to catch that. Now, in addition to the summer production, something that a lot of people look forward to is the free Shakespeare in the Park series. What's going out this year?
This year, actually, we have three productions. Usually, in the past, we've only done two, so we're stepping up our game a little bit. We're doing Macbeth, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Romeo and Juliet.
And this is going to be going out to how many parks this year?
Well, we have over 30 performances this year. Some of the parks we visit more than once. This is our biggest year yet. Over 30 shows all over the tri-state area. And this year, we're hoping to bring free Shakespeare to over 10,000 people.
Now, in the past, usually the season started at Season Good Pavilion in Eaton Park. Is that going to be the same way this year?
It is for a couple of the performances. Midsummer will be opening at Batesville Liberty Park in Batesville, Indiana. And that opens August 4th. But then we'll be back at Eaton Park to open Romeo and Juliet on August 13th. But in between there, there's a full lineup, and you can check the full schedule to see when we're in a park near you on our website.
Now, people oftentimes come, they bring a picnic dinner, they'll spread out the blanket. What all is involved with seeing a free Shakespeare in the park?
Oh, it's a whole experience. It's one of my favorite things that we do at Cincy Shakes, and I think it's incredible as an audience member and both as an actor as well. There's nothing like doing Shakespeare outside while you're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream as the sun is setting and there are fireflies around you. Some of Cincinnati's beautiful parks on a beautiful summer night.
And what will we be seeing you doing during this touring season?
I'm actually not on stage this time. I am an actor with the company, but this year I'm on the other side of the table. I'm directing A Midsummer Night's Dream. And this particular performance is really exciting for me because we do Midsummer every year in the park. It's a classic. But this is our 10th anniversary season. We've been doing this for 10 years now, so we wanted to sort of change things up a bit. This year, Midsummer is actually a hip-hop-infused production in collaboration with Elements.
And the other tours, are they going to be changing their vibe, as it were?
They're a little bit different every year. You know, the shows change a little bit. This year, Macbeth is going more to the Macbeth period. So we'll be doing some things with picked warriors. And and it's going to feel very, very classic Scottish Celtic warrior. And Romeo and Juliet is actually very similar to last year's. It's going to be a contemporary setting and sort of references modern day comic book themes and things like that. But it's still Romeo and Juliet at its heart. And I think it's easy to connect to that way.
Who will be the other directors for this touring season?
Jeremy Dubin will be directing Romeo and Juliet, and Kristen Clippard will be directing Macbeth. She worked previously at Playhouse in the Park, so we're really excited to have her as a guest with us this year, too.
Who are some of the company members we'll be seeing out on the tour?
Well, you'll see Kyle Brumley again this year, but everyone else actually will be joining us as new company members.
Now, having been an actor before on the tour, you're familiar with some of the venues. Did you keep this in mind when you were directing Midsummer Night's Dream?
Well, sort of. But actually, these performances, after their park tours, they go into schools for the next 10 months. So part of what you have to do when you're directing these is that they have to be malleable into any kind of space. So in a way, yes. But also, that's one of the actor challenges. It sort of gives you a unique perspective that you walk in, you have no idea what you're going to deal with that day. And that keeps it fun and entertaining.
Now, say an educator comes to one of the free Shakespeare in the Park series, and they say, oh my gosh, this would be so cool to bring to our school. How do they go about doing that?
All they would need to do is contact our education director, Gina Vella, and you can find her email address on our website.
Now, this has been going on for 10 years. You've done this for a few years, haven't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What was it that drew you to directing instead of performing this year?
Well, as I said before, this is a really interesting challenge. So this is unlike anything else that you might come across directing in Shakespeare. But I also think that doing Shakespeare for the community in general as a free thing, and then also going into schools, is one of the best things I can do as an artist to find a very clear story that hopefully invokes change in the community.
What are some of the venues you'll be touring to over the summer?
Well, of course, we'll be in Eden Park, which is one of our favorite places to be. We'll also be in Washington Park at different points, which is exciting. One of our favorite places we like to visit is Vinaclet Winery. So if you haven't packed your own wine to other performances, you can get it there. It's a beautiful venue. And we'll also be at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center as well. So those are just a few of several.
What is it that you like about Shakespeare out of doors?
I think that there's an element of it that Shakespeare intended it to be that way. In the Globe, as I'm sure most people know, the ceiling is actually non-existent. It opens straight to the sky. So when an actor is referencing the moon or the stars, you can actually look up and see them. And I think that there's something just sort of inherent in the text that's meant to be able to see the elements.
And one of the things I like about this season is the fact that it's got a comedy, mm-hmm. it's got a tragedy, and it's got a history play-ish in it. There's the fall down laughing of the rustics in Midsummer mm-hmm. and the miscued lovers and all like that. But then you got Macbeth, which has definitely a darker tone to it. And yet you're doing it in a lot of the same locations.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the same set as well, which is also fun. There are aspects of it that change, but that's one of the challenges that we face. But it's exciting because a lot of that is actually similar to when in Shakespeare's day, a lot of it is set with costumes. Because the set is so simple, we end up sort of depending more upon the actors' development of character and then what the costumers do. So you'll actually see some marvelous costumes this summer by our costume department.
And you say that it's going to be the same set. Shall we assume that it's going to be the same set of actors in each show?
It is. All six. There are six actors in all of the shows playing all of the roles, which is one of the most fascinating things I think about this, is that you can come and see these three different shows and you will see these actors, the same cast, perform probably 30 different characters this summer.
Of the three shows you're directing, Midsummer Night's Dream, was that your choice and why?
It was my choice because I was hoping to be able to collaborate with Elements to make this sort of unique production. And the premise for it, for this particular show, is that we start in a world that's very sort of buttoned up classic Shakespeare. And then, as you mentioned, the lovers and the rustics, as they wander into the forest, they encounter this band of fairies. In our particular production, that band of fairies does their magic through hip-hop. And so actually Shakespeare changes his rhythm when he starts having his characters do magic spells. And so we have highlighted those already existing rhythmic changes by turning them into rap songs, which is pretty cool. I'm excited about it because it enabled us to collaborate with a fantastic composer, Kick Lee, who is an Elements alum, actually, and now composes as his profession. And so he was kind enough to share his skills with us. So the soundtrack that goes with this particular play is really incredible. I think it says something really interesting, and you can take these two seemingly polar opposite art forms, but that come from the same building blocks of rhythm and rhyme and poetic artistry to reveal things about the human experience, and then put them together in this joyous production. So I think that today, at these times, that's a beautiful thing to be able to say. So I'm excited. I hope that people can come in and experience that joy with us.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Caitlin McQuethy. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
For more information on the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's production of All the Great Books Abridged and their 10th annual free Shakespeare in the Park tour, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with a remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown. although his height be taken. Loves not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ.